Robert, as you leave the day-to-day role of helping to report the news, there are countless current events that I could ask you about if we had time. I know time is short. I'll pick one. That is the national conversation, the national moment, as some have called it, that we're having right now around the issue of sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on where we are as a country with this issue?
My thoughts are pretty complicated. I think that when we had a very a real venting here at an all-staff meeting over things that had happened at NPR, which have been reported already, and I won't go into, I was quite surprised by the intensity of the anger that a great many, especially young women who work here, felt. And I've been as surprised as by the scope of disclosures about men's behavior that that have been pretty shocking. I think that it's a moment of much greater exposure and scrutiny than we had way back in the. In the days of Anita Hill and the Clarence Thomas hearings, which seemed to spark a conversation along similar lines, or the Bill Clinton impeachment, which seemed to inspire some conversation. This seems more real, more profound. It's obviously focused on people in the public eye, in media and politics and show business, and I think something we've talked about in our program meetings more than once. It would be interesting to hear more about what's happening to women in more working class jobs who are also harassed and who probably don't have the kind of access to media attention that that others do. It also raises some very hard questions, which is if someone is a great composer and a horrible man with women, do you not listen to his music? Is his music bad? Or do you say, I don't care? I mean, the music has its own virtue. If somebody is a brilliant investigative reporter, do you relish the reporting or say, no, he groped women I can't credit anything that he does? There are lots of questions like that that are coming, and questions about how well can we clean up bad behavior from 10 or 15 years ago? And how can you guarantee people a workplace where women are treated with great respect? I guess where men are also treated with great respect and dignity within the within a society that has become extremely informal and extremely casual about how people converse and what kind of language they use. So it's an interesting time. I really have not enjoyed the story, you know, doing things on the stories that have broken because in some cases there are people whom I've known who've gone from being famous guys to people living with great shame and having to confront their wives and children about their behavior. You can say, well, they should have known better, but they should have known better. But it's still a very awkward and difficult time.
Do you have your own answer to that question about, you know, do we destroy the piece of music or art or whatever?
Well, I mean, I can't. I mean, I'll tell you. I mean, I think this is the kind of question which, growing up Jewish, I would say, you know, this is the kind of question you encounter very early on, which is, I'm looking or listening to a piece of work by somebody who was an anti-Semite. That was so common until a couple of hundred years ago that I could dismiss all Western civilization up to a certain point and say, I will have no traffic with anything that happened because they're all a bunch of anti-Semites. And yet, some of those anti-Semites painted beautifully and composed beautiful music. This is a different kind of misbehavior, or a different kind of abuse of power that we're talking about. I guess I would judge the creative artwork. I would still judge on the merits of the work of art itself. If I felt that that we're talking about a memoir or a kind of confessional journalism that's fundamentally dishonest because it doesn't explain, it doesn't describe the misbehavior that a man indulged in and the harassing behavior that he indulged in, then no, I don't credit that. That would be lying. But great art is truthful, and I see in history no guarantee that people who are capable of producing it are necessarily admirable human beings in their private lives.